It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
I don't want to get typecast as the guy catching his breath.
I'm capable of just standing there also.
Or smiling or laughing.
Talking.
Not just breathing hard with this look of shock on my face.
Sorry, we just watched somebody watching the trailer for Star Wars. Yeah. So, we like the new trailer, but the one dude from Attack the Block who's in it, every time he shows up, he's gasping. Every time.
And looking, both trailers. And looking shocked or surprised. Yes. Or.
And covered in what I hope is sweat. He's wet. The point is, his face is wet.
And we also talked about Luke's.
Yeah.
A backward.
Luke's getting a little steampunk.
Because if you all recall, yes, he lost his hand, and it was replaced by a hand that looked like a normal hand. And there's no reason that it couldn't.
Now he's got Optimus Prime's hand.
And we were speculating as to why he might have gone retro with his upgrades.
He saw Iron Man 3. It's like, this is way cooler. It doesn't look as good. It probably has more options.
Sure.
The fingers have like screwdrivers. Yeah. It's
probably like a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
He was thinking, why should my hand look?
The pinky's a little flat. You know, there's all sorts of things. Yeah, it's like a multi-tool. Whereas before, the hand was just like a hand.
Yeah, no. But if you're going to have an artificial hand, you might as well have it do stuff.
It's like Hannibal Burris. Got metal arms! Hey, oh, damn it.
What?
Baby, bunny's eating one of the tulips.
Kill it!
William, will you kill that bunny?
No, I can't kill anything, much less a bunny.
I feel like you could.
No.
I bet you could.
No. Well, a spider, maybe.
Be fair, by the time we noticed, it was mostly done.
Yeah, it's on the sidewalk.
Have you met us? Oh, by the way.
Yeah, hello. Flies and spiders I can kill, but not bunnies.
Does it have a
mustache? You mean a goatee?
Sure.
I don't know, because its butt is to us. That's why it took that bunny is fucking evil.
It's not going to do another one.
Oh my god, it didn't even eat the whole thing. Bunnies and deer are the two things that I liked, and then I moved here and found out everybody hates them.
Oh yeah, because they'll just it doesn't even matter what you plant, they'll just decide
now
to
eat
it.
Now it's just slowly mowing our lawn, really slowly, but anyway, hello everyone. Welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast, the only podcast in the world that is unwilling to even attempt to kill a bunny. Most podcasts, bunny killing is a regular part of the thing.
It's the first thing they do. You can let you hear their little squeal when they die.
Oh, Jesus. Bunny scream is bad.
It is bad. Really bad.
I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 216.
And for you guys, it's been a week. For us, it's been a few minutes.
You've seen the newest Dawn of Justice trailer, though, right?
I have not. No. I haven't even seen the oldest Dawn of Justice trailer. Which one is that? Batman versus Superman?
Yeah.
Okay, no. I don't care.
Oh, you don't?
No, I'm not.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you something that happens in it.
That was a gratuitous damn I threw in there. It didn't even make sense.
When Ben Affleck speaks as Batman.
I was only a boy.
Nope.
He sounds like he did in Mallrats.
No, he does that thing that they did with Green Arrow in Smallville, and that they do with Green Arrow now, which is have a voice like a voice modulator or something.
Do you like scary movies?
So he's not going to try to change his voice, the whole gravelly thing. There's going to be electronic something making his voice sound a little different.
I just feel like...
At least that's what the trailer had.
I just feel like if you're a superhero and you want to disguise your voice, do like an impression of somebody else. And then they'll be like, sounded like Christopher Walken. Do you think Christopher Walken might be Batman? No, Christopher Walken was somewhere else.
No, but see, when you're Batman, you want...
Senior Wences.
You want your voice to sound intimidating.
I am the knight that lurks in the shadows.
And we can't all sound like...
like we've been smoking gravel?
No, I was gonna... Shoot, what's the guy's
name? Patrick Warburton?
No, the guy that voices Batman in the animated series.
Oh, Kevin something, isn't it?
Conroy.
Kevin Conroy. There we go.
Because he's got a great voice for Batman. And then for Bruce Wayne, too. He just kind of makes it a little higher.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can't all do that.
No. We can't all be.
Especially for Christian Bale. We just can't do it.
No. Batman. So anyway, for those of you just joining us,
yeah,
216 episodes in. Here, stop listening. Go.
Man, I wish this cough
and write
away.
The email. If you stop talking like Batman, it would help.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's how it works. We have a hat. It's magic. It has its own email address. TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. Once again, TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. People, write in to that email address.
They're supposed to, yeah.
They better, or the show will die.
And we will die with it, I've been told.
It seems like... I don't see how it would work with us not dying.
Word is...
I mean, murder-suicide, if nothing else.
Oh.
You can pick which you want. I'm easy. Anyway.
Okay.
For just one email a week, you can provide a life for these two schmucks.
And here are the rewards. Write in right now. Die. Pause it. Write in right now, and you'll get a podcast next week.
You would, yeah, exactly.
If you send in two questions, you will also get a podcast next
yes,
week.
Yes, yes. If you send in five, we will visualize sending you a tote bag.
Mm.
No actual tote bag will arrive.
And if you send in 10, it's very likely that an entire show will be dedicated to your questions. Not guaranteed.
Yeah, statistically. But like very not, likely. We're not promising.
No.
But statistically.
But that might happen.
It could. It happened before. It's happened many times.
Many times it has.
Anyway, so people...
Beth's had a day. Mark's had a day. Craig's had a day.
Yeah.
I think Jazz has even had a day.
Jazz has definitely had a day where all the questions were hers. I don't know if she like got it named after her or anything. Agitalin had a day.
That's right. He did.
Early on. Anyway, so people write into that email address with little... notes, little comments, questions, topics, things like that. We need those for the show to work because the hat, all on its own, magically transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them. The manifest physically within the hat itself. We, its exercising servants,
yeah,
draw those note cards out at random, read them on the air, talk about them till we're bored, do that for about an hour. That's the show.
Yep, you write it, and the hat gives it to us.
Exercising is what I thought of, because I've been exercising again.
I thought you meant serious. Like exercising, like demons, like we're pulling the demons out.
No, like fitness.
Okay.
The producer and I, this week, we're really getting back on the ball, going every single day to the gym, and not skimping on the workout, doing it seriously, and everything hurts.
That's probably a good sign.
It is. It's all a good sore, but it freaked me out. Like, cause like, so my upper body workout isn't till Thursday, today.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday morning, I had sore muscles in my upper body. I'm like, I didn't do anything to these. How are they already sore? And today I did the weightlifting, so I'm kind of scared what tomorrow morning is going to look like. But yeah, we're getting back into it.
Well, the thing that I didn't talk about last week.
Oh, yes.
Also known as 10 minutes ago.
For us.
One of the things
we're traveling faster than light.
One of the things we did when my brother-in-law was in town was we watched the first and second seasons of Bates Motel.
Oh yeah.
And then caught up with the third season because he hadn't seen any of it.
It still sits there as a thing I should watch.
And he loved it. And we loved watching it again. Sometimes you watch something a second time and it doesn't really hold up, but it totally did. And binge watching it was even better because I sometimes forget from one week to the next what's in, you know. And so sometimes when you watch the whole season all at once, it's a little worse because you see that they didn't do very well with the arc and you forgot stuff and that helped.
But things that like, we had that with Babylon 5. Trish was like, why is it such a big deal? It's only been going on for like 3 episodes. Like, yeah, but for us, that was almost a month.
Yeah, yeah. Like, but in this case, you watched them all together and you could see that, you know, they kind of knew what they were doing, where they were going.
Yeah.
And it's just really good. I mean, if you can get through the first episode, which so far is the most brutal one, I think it's good TV. I mean, just a mistake here and there, but mostly it's really good.
I plan to watch
it. And we're enjoying season 3.
We'll have to see if I bring Trish along. Because normally this kind of thing would be more her kind of thing than mine. But you specifically recommended it for me. So, there we go.
Hey, did you ever see that? Well, because I can never remember the name, so maybe we shouldn't talk about it. There was that other movie I suggested you see, but all I could tell you was who the actors were in it.
Who were those actors?
Well, that, what's his name, Murphy, who was the Scarecrow in the Batman movies.
Oh, yeah.
And Susan Sarandon. And I can't remember anyone else.
Yeah.
Independent film.
We should not have revisited this.
Yeah, sorry.
I still have no idea.
But I think you should watch it. I think you'll like it.
Well, that would be awesome.
I know I need to remember what it's called. I know.
What it was.
I know. We should have maybe looked it up between episodes or something, but I didn't remember.
You're too busy looking at the
reactions.
DLC Prestige Stormtrooper.
That was a thing on the internet, was people responding to this. Like, you know, people who've, people who vlog regularly, that was, everyone was doing their response to the
people, something posts on YouTube and then everybody posts a reaction to it. I mean, that's the thing I showed you is a standard, it's one of their usuals, Crack Responds, and they watch music videos, they watch commercials, they watch trailers. They had a great one for Ant-Man, which, Ant-Man. I mean, just, God damn it.
What's wrong with that? You don't think that's going to make a very good film?
I've kind of committed myself to at least the film cinematic Marvel Universe. As you know, we've given up on S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll touch Daredevil, although I hear it's really good.
I've heard that. I've seen a couple episodes, not enough to say whether it's any good, but
The movies, like, I'm trying to be committed, but fucking Ant-Man.
Well,
like Ant-Man, well, first of all, here's the thing. Ant-Man in the comics is really kind of an asshole.
Oh.
And does some terrible shit. And do you know why?
No.
Because without that, he's just really stupid. There's no reason. He's not interesting unless you make him an asshole, because he's just a dude that gets small and sometimes talks to ants and is played by Paul motherfucking Rudd. I like Paul motherfucking Rudd, not as a superhero. What the hell? I'm not looking forward to that one. I am looking forward to Pitch Perfect 2. But I'm not looking forward to Ant-Man.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to Age of Ultron.
Yeah. I mean, we'll probably see it.
Although, thanks to somebody who watched, an upcoming behind the scenes or whatever, I now have a little bit of spoilers about the basic premise. I knew nothing about the premise in the next movie. And I have some spoilers, which are pretty big spoilers because they their plot line in some ways diverges very heavily from comic canon.
Oh, okay.
So that was a little disappointing. When you watch some stuff about the new Avengers that told me stuff I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why we're getting divorced.
Whatever.
Whatever. Love that woman.
She'll take the tulips and you can take the bunny.
That sounds like a weird metaphor. I don't know, but so yeah. Okay, so how will your week be?
I don't see. Well, thinking here.
Don't hurt yourself.
Well, by the time this is on the air, my dad's birthday should be just like the very next day.
Oh.
He turned 70. I don't know what we're doing. I don't know if we're going to be there on Friday or if we're just going to try to be there for the weekend. But the thing is, my older brother's wedding anniversary is around the same time, and he won't even be in town over the weekend.
Ooh.
So he'll be in Los Angeles. So I don't know what we're going to do. But that means turning 70, so you should do something, right?
70s? Well, I don't know. 70 is what we did with my father-in-law. 80 is the big one we did for my father.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard 80 is a pretty big one for people to celebrate, too.
It's really...
75, even.
80, well, 75 they do because it's like silver, gold, and I forget all what that stuff, one is. Yeah. 80 is a good one because just statistically... At this point, you're doing the life expectancy version of a reverse mortgage. Like, at that point, it's all like, you know, statistically, you should be gone now. So just, you know, this is all bonus. Enjoy it while you can. 80 is the tipping point. 80 is the point at which no one will say, oh, too soon, when he dies. It's like, you made it to 80, yeah, that's the full run. Everything else is gravy.
Yeah, but he's turning 70, so...
Yeah, he got ties. See, my dad's 80 now, so...
Yep.
Who knows? But he's actually doing pretty good.
So that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow or over the weekend, but as far as between here and there,
tomorrow's I don't know. My anniversary, 11 years. Not tomorrow.
Tomorrow, a week from...
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
The day after this airs.
It was on...
May 1st.
Got married on my dad's birthday.
That was our plan.
Yeah.
And we were like, hey.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Since 11... I won't see you.
11 years.
That's part of the reason we're recording this early is because of complications next...
Well, week, it was. Things are a little bit cleaner now because of that. Because originally, the producer... Well, let me talk through this whole thing. So...
Yeah.
In our people time... Where we are on the 23rd of April.
Okay.
Thursday. tomorrow, Friday, and we have a weekend. It's a pretty normal weekend. But Sunday, crazy ass early, like 4, 5 a.m., something like that, the producer leaves on a trip.
But that's not the yoga thing.
No. This is a business related thing. And so,
excuse me, by my bedtime.
So Sunday, I'm going to party like
it's all 1999.
Hell. Yes. And I'm prepared. I'm saving all of my cheat points from Weight Watchers for that day. And I'm getting supplies of foods I'm going to eat, including, I should speak to this actually. Including a can of Skyline chili from Cincinnati. Which is the original chili with which they make chili mac, like I get at Steak and Shake.
Oh.
So I'm going to make my own chili mac. Somebody gave it to me. Cause I should have talked about this last week. By which I mean 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Wednesday was Administrative Assistance Day, Secretary's Day, you know.
Okay.
People who do the shit work, Appreciation Day.
Okay.
I totally didn't realize this.
Okay.
Until I got to work and there were like decoration stuff. And my team in particular really went all out.
No kidding.
They decorated like crazy. They got me a gift card. Oh. They got me a sparkling fedora that lit up.
wow.
They got me all sorts of stuff.
Oh, nice.
And they got me a card and all this. And one of them, because we had talked about it before, how much I love Chili Mac, and the stuff at Steak and Shake is based off of a Cincinnati thing. And so he's from Cincinnati. He's like, he told me on Wednesday, he's like, I forgot it at home today, but I have a can of that chili. I was like, dude, on Sunday, I'm going to make that. But yeah, so they really spoiled me. I felt bad, actually, because other people in the same area that weren't in the apartment weren't spoiled as much. So yeah. I felt a little, but my team, and they apparently like me.
That's nice.
Except... one of them is hilarious. I get the card. His name is Robert, and I got the card, and they all signed it. And it's really fun because, you know, those, there's always a few people that put like nothing, you know, and just sign their name and stuff. Yeah. These were all fairly heartfelt. Even like the most generic was still better than a lot of ones. But his was just in all caps. He said, "Stop sending me creepy emails." And then signed it. And then when I sent out the thank you email to all of them, he replied to me and just said, "Happy birthday," or whatever. we have a special relationship, me and Robert. yeah, so it's fun. And it is really cool. All the
stuff. It is cool when a team does. I mean, you guys, when we worked at Applied, you guys were always so gracious, way too nice to me. And I was always...
We always agreed, but you were our boss, so we figured it was safe that way.
Very gracious.
But anyway, so, yeah, so Sunday I'm going to eat all of the things and just hang out and do nothing. In fact, I'm working, like, Saturday I'm like, I have to do a lot of chores because I don't want to have any chores left on Sunday. I really just want to just piss away Sunday just entirely. And then I got Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday without Trish, and then Trish comes back Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And originally Trish was leaving the next morning for yoga retreat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was why we were going to try and schedule it different. Because I'm like, I'm going to have one night out of an entire like week and a half to see her. But now, she's not going for the full length of the yoga retreat. Okay. She's going to go for like part of it in one night. So we'll see each other more.
Well, it's probably,
but it's still, I mean, it's still handy.
Yeah,
still
not nice. Only is it handy, but the last time you had a long stretch of nights where Trish wasn't here and it was podcast right after, you were like one of us.
Oh, yeah.
And no, it's so it's bad. Probably good to have one in the pipeline instead.
And, well, and the hilarious thing, so you weren't sure you were going to be able to record today.
That's right, because...
And if not, we were going to record next Wednesday,
because
she wouldn't be back yet, normally state night. Well, I forgot, because you seem pretty positive about recording.
Yeah.
So actually, today, in real time, again, the 23rd, is... listener Angela's wife's birthday, Alan's birthday.
Oh.
And so I said, hey, next Wednesday, I'd been thinking about getting sushi. I was going to ask my gaming group, what is a wheel? And I'll buy you guys sushi for dinner as a birthday. And they said, sure. And so I asked my gaming group, and, you know, some of them may go too. And it was only today I was like, oh shit, if he can't record, that's going to get weird.
Well, and as you know, again, on the 23rd, not when this is actually hearing,
yeah,
my brother-in-law is leaving today.
Yes.
But it turns out we didn't have to drive him or anything. So.
Well, I wasn't too worried. I just figured I'd switch back to Thursday
and
then we'd be fine. But, because I didn't want to be like, sorry, never mind. You don't get no food.
Well,
it's
all a moot point now because we're recording ahead of time, so we don't even have to worry about all that stuff.
Yes, so it's marvelous. and then May happens, and the producer travels a lot less in May, so things get back to normal. We get back to our regular routine. We start watching TV shows again. We haven't seen Transparent yet. We really need... We saw the pilot, and that was it. We really need to watch it.
Yeah, you said that last time.
We start up the next Dresden Files book. We've been holding off because she's never here long enough. We'll start that up. So, May, things will get back to normal.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in May.
Flowers, historically.
Well, we might do that ride for the grandmother who passed
away. What do you mean might? I thought that was like a thing.
Well, it might get pushed back even to June because the idea here is to get as many people in Clear Lake to do
this.
You know, so maybe wait until school's officially out there and other places. I don't know when school is out in Clear Lake, but you know, a lot, you know, maybe get people from Mason City, which is right next door, you know, to come over. Who knew her?
I have no idea where Clear Lake is.
Yeah, it's just pretty far north. I mean, you're like 30 minutes away from the Minnesota border. So that might happen.
Right on the demilitarized zone.
But also, I'll probably be getting together with my songwriting partner to work on, to keep working on the soundtrack. But not just the soundtrack. He's actually also gotten involved in cutting together the radio play.
Oh.
So we'll probably be working on that a lot in May. I don't know how much progress we'll make, but we'll see. All right. That'll be exciting to do.
I got chills. They're multiplying.
So, yeah, I can't. There's probably other things going on that I don't remember.
All right. Before I fall asleep, let's draw some stuff out of the hat.
Okie dokie. I guess people need to write in, huh?
They really, really do. TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com.
We've kind of addressed this before. Who do you think killed JFK, Craig?
So you heard it here first. Craig thinks Craig killed JFK.
No, not Craig.
Done and done. What the answer was, we want it to be the mob, but we just think it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
You have a
favorite theory.
Yes, I do have a favorite theory because it's a great story, and that is that pretty much the mob, but they had help from some disgruntled and probably ex-CIA people. So it wasn't the CIA.
The X is very extreme.
But it was the mob extreme with some help CIA. From these CIA people. And the reason I like this idea is because what I like about it is that what the CIA brought to the table...
What did the CIA bring to the table?
...was knowledge of a covert operation that was planned by... JFK and his brother Robert, and very few other people knew about it. They knew about it, and some people in the CIA knew about it. A plot to assassinate Castro.
Oh, yeah.
And as part of that plan, there was, a patsy set up, to take the fall. There was, all of this stuff in the plan looks a lot like what the JFK assassination looked like. And the reason I like this is because it creates this moment where after JFK was assassinated and information comes in and Bobby, who is the attorney general, the guy who's probably going to be responsible for coordinating all of the law enforcement, whoever, who has to figure out how to investigate this murder, he knows basically who did it, how they did it, and why, but he knows it's all going to come back to revealing that he and his brother were planning to assassinate Castro, so he can't do anything about it. And that just seems like a...
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that seems like, for the conspirators to plan it in a way where the top law enforcement officer of the land is going to have to tell everybody else that we don't know who did it, or to pin it on Oswald when he knows very good and well it wasn't Oswald and can never implicate the mob because that's just going to give... Because people are going to ask questions. Well, how do you know it was the mob? Well, because... And how do you know it was the CIA? Well, because this looks like a lot like what we were going to do to Castro.
They totally copied us. Totally just copied us.
I mean, not only does that... They hated the mob and the CIA people. They hated JFK and they hated Bobby. And so... They kill one brother, and they make the other brother sort of just swallow it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. He can't do anything about it. I mean, there's something powerfully poetic about that.
This is not what William actually believes.
No, I don't. I don't.
He just thinks that's the cool version.
If someone had just made up a story like that and put it in a fictional situation, I think people watching would go, oh, man, that's really good storytelling.
I feel like we should invent a new conspiracy. I want to do something like JFK is alive on the moon. Like, that's why he was pushing for the...
Yeah, and full disclosure, I don't really know. I don't really know what happened. I mean, I know that the federal government found that it was... That Oswald acted alone. But they also found contradictory evidence of that. So even the government doesn't have a consistent story about what happened. So... And nobody has ever been tried. Like, Oswald, I mean,
Well, he would have been.
Yeah, innocent until proven guilty. And since he's never been proven guilty, we can't, say officially... We can only say that he allegedly did it. So my feeling about it is
sued.
I don't know, and I don't think anyone really truly knows, and maybe we'll never know. But yeah, this theory is a theory that I saw someone else put forth, and it was the most interesting theory I'd ever heard. But I don't really know what happened.
Did you ever see the Oliver Stone movie?
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit last movie. Yeah, I think you mentioned you haven't seen it. So, do you have an idea? Because I don't remember what you said.
Don't.
Okay, so you don't even.
I don't. It's bad of me, and I don't.
It's bad of you?
I'm not advocating presidential assassination. I would like to say that up front. And I was negative 14 when this went down. And I mean, I see it was never a current event. It's history.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know, and I kind of don't care. Like,
I'm not sure there's any reason for you to care.
No, because I don't know. At the time, it's a big deal. But like, whatever went down, it's down now.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Whatever ramifications those were. Like if today we could find out the truth and it wasn't what the Warren Commission found or whatever, that'd be fascinating. I don't think it would change anything. It was kind of like finding out Mark Felt was Deep Throat. Cool, we finally know. Okay.
It was kind of more fun when we didn't know.
Well, and it just doesn't matter. I mean, yeah. No, I kind of like no. Because it's one of those mysteries in my lifetime. Like, when I was younger, I remember nobody knew who Deep Throat was. Yeah. And now we do, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't do anything.
No.
So it would be cool to know the truth, but it wouldn't do anything.
No practical
unless it was the lizard people. What is it? Why are lizard people
a thing?
Such a prevalent thing?
I don't know.
Like a significant percentage of conspiracy theories involve.
I don't know.
Secret lizard
people. Here's the thing about that, though.
Not any other kind of anthropomorphic people.
Like, well, insectoid, I think, for a few people, but mostly lizard people. Yeah.
We don't have lion people or penguin people or lizard people.
Well, I don't know. I can say this though, if it weren't for the internet, it wouldn't be a thing. I mean,
it'd be five guys.
Yeah, it's really been propelled
around.
Into.
I think all conspiracy theories do a lot of that.
That's
but
true. But
Buzz Aldrin to go around and just punch everybody who has.
Yeah, but it seems weirdly specific.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Which
I do. I think that too. I think that too.
Probably means only one thing.
What's that?
Probably true.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know where that comes from, or why it's so compelling. It makes
like
people believe it.
Talk like people,
or you know, crab people.
I mean, V was based on that idea.
That's my first thought. I'm like, people watch too much V, but at least with V, they were aliens that started off by being like, dude, we're aliens.
Oh, I thought the lizard people conspiracies were that they were aliens.
Yeah, no, but secretly.
Yeah.
I'm saying in V, those
people
came and,
they
came
were
and said, hi, we're aliens.
They were secretly lizard people.
Exactly. But they were openly
aliens.
Yeah, openly. that's what I'm saying. It's only half the conspiracy. Which, in retrospect, is that crazier or less crazy?
I don't know. That's
if
what
you're
I was
the
just
guy
wondering.
That's on the street corner going, you know those aliens that showed up? They're secretly lizards. And people are like, yeah, whatever. Like, is that more or less plausible?
Or what if they had just showed up and looked like lizards? I mean,
well, that didn't work because their whole plan was to eat us.
And by showing up looking like lizards, that advertises that fact?
By showing up looking not like humans.
But I would think showing up looking exactly like humans would be far more suspicious.
But it happened and it wasn't, so clearly you're wrong. But it already happened, dude.
Anyway, I do not know why it's lizard. Why if it has to be some other kind, not non-human entity, why it's lizard people, I don't know.
There's like a...
I don't know why it's got to be lizard people.
An explainable psychological phenomenon.
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure there are people who would say that, yeah, that. But kind of like why does Cthulhu have tentacles? You know, why that? And why does that scare people?
But at least that's one
people?
Dude. Like, that was one guy's fault.
Yeah, but everybody latched onto it, and they're like, oh, yeah, that is scary and creepy. Cool. Which it isn't.
So you're just saying one person's like, they're lizard people, and everybody's like, that's so awesome.
Yeah, yeah,
let's do that.
Yeah.
And then there's this other guy who's like, they're cat people. And they're like, yeah, fuck you, bird. That's what it is. All the others get taken off because they're furries, and everybody hates furries.
But, I mean, what? Why did Lovecraft...
For the record, I don't hate furries.
Why
I
did
have
Love,
some friends who are furries.
Why did Lovecraft do that? And then why did everyone else get creeped out by it? What's so creepy about tentacles or something with tentacles coming out of it? Why is that more creepy than something else?
No. Again, I think there's probably psychological reasons for it, but... to a certain degree, it's the most inhuman sort of thing. So what's least like a human? Basically, you have two options, insect and octopus. An insectoid is a common one, too.
Yeah, that's
pretty fucked up. I thought about it, like, insect people, like, ugh.
That's much creepier to me than any of that other stuff.
I'm more cool with lizard people. I'm not so cool with octopus people. My anime.
You are racist.
Prevalence is. Those, you know, some of those octopus people, they're hard workers. But the problem is, you can't tell which one of them will shake your hand and which one of them will just put the suckers on your face.
And then there's the whole camouflage thing. Like, you know, if something's not going to be one color, you just don't trust it.
That sounded like hyper racist somehow.
Well, yeah, that's exactly what I was going for.
Extra. No, the producer is, well, I don't know. I'm not positive the producers ever had octopus, like eaten the octopus.
Okay.
That being said, she's not going to do it anymore.
What?
I know. It's like, and I'll take up smoking and give that up. No, she's freaking out because octopuses are being shown to be freakishly, and I use that word specifically, intelligent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And so they seem to be higher up the food chain than people she's comfortable eating.
Yeah.
I still eat them.
Yeah, no.
Well, the good news is they taste very similar to squid, and squid are still pretty dumb, so that works out well.
Anything that tastes like chickens are dumb, so anything that tastes like chicken is fair.
But you can't eat the smart version. And it's like, we can't eat humans, but if we can find some pretty stupid, like, monkeys, we can eat those, you know? That's what you can always eat the stupid one. Well, which is.
Or something that tastes like a stupid one, though. You were just saying that.
No, it can even taste like a smart one, but it's stupid.
Okay.
Which just set me down a really terrible direction. So I'm like, so we can eat the stupid people? So you do a test, and if you fail, I'll eat you. But if you do well, it's college credit. So, you know, it's win. Well, it's win lose. I'm not going to lie. I can't color you being eaten as a win.
For you, it is.
For me.
They either win or you win.
Exactly.
A win or win, not a win and or win.
But I'm willing to admit you getting eaten is probably a lose for you. But my point is, if you win, you get something, you know? It's college credit, so it's... so what was the question? Oh, yeah, JFK. Killed by Cthulhu. But it's okay, because we hate him.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm... insectoid, spideroid, arachnoid, I guess.
Spideroid.
Those things kind of... Those things disturb me a lot. So.
Spideroid sounds like a serious knockoff over-the-counter medication or something. Suffering from the painful itch and swelling of hemorrhoids, take Spideroid. It's not going to make it better, but it'll distract the hell out of you.
Spidroid.
Spidroid.
Spidroid. Spid. I don't know.
Cable grew.
Shut up.
I want to make. I'm going to invent this personality now. Cable grew.
You just do that.
Lives under the stairs. Oh, feel bad for poor Cable Crew. Cable Crew has nothing.
Feel bad.
Feel bad for Cable Crew.
Okay, okay. You were going to draw a question.
Who will pity poor Cable Crew?
Nobody. Especially if you voice him like that.
Don't kick poor Cable Crew. That's a callback to last week, people. So go back and re-listen to that episode. Also, write the hat, the magical talking hat at gmail.com.
That's what you should have named last episode when you did.
Cable Grew. Wait, I haven't posted it yet.
Oh, I can totally name it that. Do it.
Jesus. This, we are such clown shoes. This is just.
Okay.
This is some ghetto podcasting here. All right, you need to write the hat, the magical tongue hat at gmail.com. And I say this because I'm doing this by a sense of feel only, but I feel like this is the only card left.
Oh, my goodness.
This could be the end of the podcast as we know it.
Apocalypse.
And in an interesting twist, this last one is from Hard Hat number one.
Wow.
Mark McKibben. And it's terrible.
Okay. Had to get in.
How much is comedy gold worth? And what is the unit of measurement for it? E.g. dollars per ounce.
Well, he is right to sort of imply or suggest that comedy gold, it's a little like fool's gold. It's not real gold.
Oh, no, but it's worth so much more.
The
smile on a child's face. The sunset just before it goes supernova. Wait, no. The grin on a stupid guy's face just before I eat him.
Comedy gold is it's very hard to measure.
It's like regular comedy, but with extra spices in it. And it is caffeinated, unlike regular comedy. Never had it, never will.
But,
comedy gold is measured in bits.
Like all information.
Like all comedy.
Yeah.
and the value, well, I mean, it's an open market, so different people are
going to get different amounts. That's right.
For instance, we have a great deal of comedy gold on this podcast, and you guys don't pay shit for it.
We're driving down the value of comedy gold here.
We are.
We're dumping all this comedy gold on the market that nobody's trading.
To be fair, I believe people have been saying we're driving down the value of comedy for a long time. We're just full of comedy pyrite.
Comedy gold, as the name suggests, the reason it's called comedy gold is not just because it's valuable, but because it's rare. You don't strike comedy gold very often. So it's pretty valuable.
Not as valuable as comedy unobtainium, but... Or handwavium, or wavium, or phlebotinum. What are the other fake MacGuffin substances? Those are the phlebotinum is like the... that's the one used to describe the term.
In the Wonder Woman TV show, they came up with this notion of the bracelets being made of Amazonium.
Well, of course, adamantium all over Marvel.
Nth metal in Hawkman and Hawkgirl's like wings and stuff.
Oh yeah, what the hell does nth metal do exactly? It flies?
It's
what?
Really strong, and I think it helps them fly. It's the technology from their planet that is the, you know, like you said, the MacGuffin for all of the stuff they can do.
How old were you when you learned the concept of a MacGuffin?
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's been life changing for me.
I think I was. I mean, I don't think the term MacGuffin and what it means was introduced to me until actually fairly recently.
But the
use of that, the concept itself of I don't remember when.
No, long, I but ago. I feel like it wasn't until then because people would say that like haha, and then I realized, wow.
Oh, that's a
so thing. Many well, and so many stories that I think are really cool. It just have an arbitrary thing.
Yeah.
Like we need that magic orb or that sword or whatever. That, and it's like there's not anything specific about it so much. I mean, you made up some shit, but it's not.
Yeah. No, I noticed that.
As a narrative device, it was very sort of eye-opening.
Yeah, I noticed there was that thing. I didn't have a special name for it. And sometimes I thought it was clever while arbitrary, and sometimes I thought it was just ridiculous. But I didn't really know that people called it something until fairly recently.
I think when it became more of a self-aware and people would make jokes about it and call it things like unobtainium.
Yeah, we kind of, exactly, yeah.
Or wonderflonium.
We kind of moved into an era where irony was, or that kind of irony was a bigger deal in storytelling, so.
Yes.
Self-referential stuff. And
I wonder if anybody has used comedy gold like that. You do some sketch and we have to get our hands on some comedy gold.
Where will we find it?
And just a little tiny statue of Don Rickles.
That's good.
We'll make that movie.
That's good. Right, that's there. A good one. Comedy gold.
Wow. This is awkward.
Yeah, it is a little. We've often talked about what would happen if we were podcasting and
this is what happens
and ran out of questions. What would we do?
Hopefully it's been a week. Hopefully they've written it.
Well, but also since we were recording two in 1 week because we want to have one in the pipeline, we didn't have a lot to talk about our weeks to fill the time. Yeah. So this was the worst time ever for us to run out of.
What have you done to us, listeners? Look what you've left us.
Yeah, because we've already talked about our week, so it's like we can't even bring each other up to speed on what's been happening because we've already done that.
Yeah. What's up, kitten?
And so then that all the questions. That's all we've got. Whenever we're doing two episodes in one.
Yeah. So I guess it's gonna be a short episode.
Could be.
It's not that short.
Really? What?
It's a little short.
Where are we at?
47 and some change after the intro.
Seems like there's always something to talk about that we don't talk about or forget to talk about or
I'm sure
whatever talk about.
Happy anniversary to me.
11 years.
11.
So what do you, I don't think you told me what you're gonna do.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know yet.
Probably go to dinner someplace. Okay. We haven't decided yet though. We don't really have standing anniversary plans, so.
Yeah.
You know, probably butt stuff.
Yeah, that I didn't know that. Boy, you just really amused yourself just now, didn't you?
I really did. That cracked me up.
That's good.
Hey, baby. What? Are we doing butt stuff for our anniversary?
Want to?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
Whose butt?
Because I might answer differently depending.
Wait. Are you asking your butt or my butt, or are you asking who a person is named Butt?
No. Which butt were you using for the butt stuff?
I don't know.
That's please, the title. Please write in.
The title of this episode.
Please write into the hat, or else this is what you're going to get.
Cautionary motherfucking tale right here.
Don't let this continue.
No.
You don't.
Can we ask you about Al Jazeera again?
It's been a week. Have you written in?
Sure.
Well, then we'll wait to draw it out of the hat.
Yeah.
No, it's in the hat now.
Okay. We'll wait to draw it out of the hat.
love you too. Happy anniversary.
Please write into the hat, please, because if you didn't like that conversation, imagine what it's like for me to sit here and listen to it.
I started it and I didn't like
and,
it.
And if that doesn't help, imagine what it's like for me to sit here and listen to it. Please write into the hat.
That was awful.
Yeah, it was. You even think so.
I did it to prove a point.
Well, I hope it got proved, because I just don't need that to happen again.
No, I am I have always been fascinated with this idea that amongst couples there are certain sexual activities that partners don't like, but then they do it for like their birthday or their anniversary. I've always found that so ridiculous.
Is that a thing?
It's a trope. I don't know how accurate it is, but yeah. Oh, that, you like that? Yeah, that's just, we just do that on your birthday. And I'm always like, really? Just, well, first of all, yes, on our anniversary, it's the only time she calls me by my right name. No, but I'm like, on the one hand, either you like it or you don't.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I'm not going to enjoy knowing, like, you're like, oh, this is awful, but it's his birthday. Like,
yeah,
I'm going to feel terrible about that. And if you're okay with it, then why?
Just on your birthday.
Yeah, like, that's just, that has always, like, always seemed weird to me.
Maybe there are some things, excuse me, maybe there are some things that the other person enjoys doing, but it maybe is risky or something, so they're only willing to risk it. I don't know.
Then
I
would think you would factor in things other than a birthday, like wind resistance. Or, you know,
I don't know.
Humidity.
I have no idea. I have no
idea.
You
know how you always wanted to do it while skydiving? Well, happy birthday.
I don't really know.
I love you so much. You're the only one going to be wearing a chute. Happy birthday. But that's cheating, because the cruise is the birthday present, and then you just happen to do it.
Also, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that it costs a lot of money.
Yeah. That's what she said.
That is what she said.
Not that I don't like it. It's just that it costs a lot of money.
Well, you know, maybe that's kind of what I'm getting at, is that there's some kind of cost. Maybe it's not money. Maybe it's something else, which just makes it something that is difficult for one partner to do all the time or to imagine doing all the time. They like it okay, but it's just, if it was all the time. Well, you know how it's not just in regard to sex or whatever. There's lots of things that in relationships where you'll agree to do something on special occasions.
Like bacon.
Like what?
Bacon isn't all the time food.
But you'll,
bacon is a sometimes food.
You'll,
fuck that.
You'll agree to do it on special occasions, because if you don't put some limit on it, it'll get done a lot more than you want it to be done, right? So, you see what I'm trying to say?
I do, and it's making me incredibly uncomfortable.
Well, like,
is William still talking about our butts?
No, I'm talking about, specifically, I'm thinking about, like, when you're a parent and, you know, You have to let the kid do something like only once a month or once a week, because if you say you can do it whenever you want, they won't do anything else, like play video games or something. So you have to really, you would be okay with them doing it every other day or something, but you know, if you don't tell them they can only do it once a week, then they'll go crazy with it.
And I'm comfortable with that. When it is your kid playing video games.
So I'm just saying, maybe there's a similar concept with other things.
Yeah, but I don't...
Like when you're a manager, your employees, yes. you do something only every so often, so they appreciate it and they don't...
No, but in all seriousness, this is why I find it weird as a sexual trope, because to me, that's not what sex is. Sex is never, I'm giving you a present.
No, I know that. Yes,
and so that's
right.
Why
that's
I find it such a weird trope, because right. I think essentially that's what we're talking about here, is this whole... Well, we can't be doing this all the time, so it's a special occasion kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you know,
well, I was
I'm
just
not going to say there aren't sex special occasions, but it's not like every year on your birthday, I grab the harness. And,
I was
you
just
know,
speaking
whatever.
To the point about, like you said, a person either likes it or they don't like it, and if they don't like it, you know, the other partner shouldn't, it would be odd for the other partner to get pleasure from it if they ever do it. I was just speaking to that. The other person might enjoy it, but there might be other reasons why.
Medical reasons.
No, like, well, whatever. I don't know
religious
what reasons.
Religious reasons.
But other reasons. But see, you've answered that too and said, okay, but that's still weird because, like you said, it's not a present. It's not a gift.
Yeah, it's not.
That's kind of a different thing altogether. But that's also right. That's also true.
That's
so
weird. So.
Well, I'm not saying I understand either. I'm just looking for reasons.
Basically.
So that we can keep talking for a while.
If you don't
write
in, we're
going
to talk about sex a lot more.
No, we are not.
And this is what talking about sex with William is like.
Okay, fine.
We kept it nice and hypothetical. It was still awkward as fuck, wasn't it, people? Yes, it was. We all felt kind of uncomfortable here. Normally, it's just William who feels uncomfortable.
I was actually trying to sort of move it to a more generic kind of thing where it's not just about sex. It's like, you know, parents do
it. We were talking about sex and you had to bring it in to parents.
No, we weren't talking about sex specifically. We were talking about
we
were talking about certain practices that are done once in a while as a treat. I mean, that could be food, that could be anything. And the point you made earlier is the same. Either you like it or you don't like it. Okay, if someone, if two people are married and the guy says, all right, let's say the woman is a avid gamer and the guy's not, but he's going to play video games with her on her birthday. Doesn't that seem weird? If he doesn't
I'm way more comfortable with
that. If he doesn't like playing video games, why is she going to have fun playing video games with him? Because he's not going to like
it. No, I'm way more comfortable with that.
Well, it's not an issue of what you're comfortable with. What I'm saying is conceptually, it's a little bit the same thing.
I understand, but it doesn't feel the same to me.
Why?
Because I've gone to shows. I have done things with my wife that I'm just not into, but I do it because I know she likes it. And she does stuff the same way for me. It feels weird when it's a sex act. And don't get me wrong, there are things in sex one partner is more into than the other. But if the other one's like, yeah, no, I just don't at all. But it's your birthday, so
I see your point.
It feels weird.
But at the same time, I guess I'm thinking like, okay, you mentioned like a play or a performance or whatever. I don't know. I don't really like going to a movie that I'm pretty sure the person with me isn't going to like. I don't even like doing it because it's no fun for me then.
I kind of feel that way, but I don't know. If I really think like she's going to hate this, then I'll just do it without her. But
I suppose there's a spectrum there.
But there is, I mean, you know, I would not have gone to see the remake of Footloose. But went with... So, yeah. We need to wrap this up.
Okay.
If you'd like to tell us how you feel about...
Oh, my God.
Sex,
I'm going to listen to this and think this is totally weird and hate it.
I feel like I'm going to have to call this episode Butt Stuff. I really...
Oh, no. Don't do that. Come on. Why would
better,
you...
What's a better title? That's the problem.
I don't know.
The Death of a Hat was the only other thing I could think of. We emptied it out.
Well, you know...
Like, so much... Never mind.
It is a first. This episode is a first, and it's kind of not a good one. Not a good
and
first.
Maybe I'll last.
Hope not.
Anyway, if you'd like to talk about butt stuff,
no,
to the blog.
Please don't do that.
TheMagicalTalkingHat.com. If you'd like to write more about the adventures of Cable Grew, the little person under the stairs. I don't mean like a little person. They're just a small person.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Feel bad for Cable Grew. remind me next time I should talk about the movie Tiptoes. But anyway, go to themagicaltalkinghat.com. But mostly write in themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also like us on Facebook, because really, what else have you got going on? Alright, so...
Alright.
Hopefully we'll be back again.
But maybe
in a
not.
Week,
maybe they won't be at 217.
If we don't hear anything, we read you loud and clear, people.
Yeah.
All right. No love, but we love you.
We do.
And we're never going to stop loving you. no matter what the restraining order says.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.